We are at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. We said the last piece of the Mishnah. We spoke in the Mishnah about a case where Shavuos fell on a Friday, and one was not able, Machlekes Tanoim, as to is a person allowed to bring Eilas Re'iyah and other Karbanis, according to Beisham, you're not able to do so, and therefore you can't bring it on Friday, certainly can't bring it on Shabbos, so therefore there would be a Yom Tavoyach, there would be a day when they would shech the Karbanis on Sunday. Beis Hillel disagreed. Beis Hillel said, you're allowed to bring the Eilas Re'iyah on Friday, on Yom Tov, even though it's only Achilas Gavaya, still you're allowed to bring it, and you can certainly bring the Shlomim, which has Achilas Hedyot. But Beis Hillel was moided to Beis Shammai that if Shavuos fell on a Shabbos, then you're unable to bring your Eilas, your Eila and your Shlomim on Shabbos, and it would be brought on a Sunday. What's the reason, according to the Shita, which you cannot bring? Rashi just said that one is not able to bring the Shalmi Chagiga. We didn't get into the difference between the Shalmi Chagiga and the Shalmi Simcha. The Shalmi said you can bring a Shalmi Simcha on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to bring a Chagiga on Yom Tov. And we didn't actually see in the Mishnah or in Rashi the difference between the two, because L'chaira one wouldn't have differentiated between the two, because both of them are Shlomim and both of them have Achilas Adam, and if to the extent they got Achilas Adam, then L'chaira it is included in Achashay Yochala L'chol Nefesh V'lev Adi Yas L'chem. So it wasn't clear. I did look around a little bit as to why, what is the chilik between the both Shlomim. 100%. You have to bring the chagiga. You have to bring the chagiga. Like the shalmi chagiga and the oilas re'iyah, you have to bring. As far as shalmi simcha, a person has a mitzvah to be besimcha, and the way one does so is by eating karbanis. Has to be basa shlamim, which we saw in the previous sugya that it could be. You could be yitzah with other thing, with nedarim and nedavos, and kahana with chatais and hashlamas and so on. But we saw never.
When
I'm sorry.
Differences between a chayva and a rishus.
Right, but I mean, there should be more of a reason to allow a chayva. The shami chagiga is a chayva. That should be more of a reason to allow it, as opposed to less of a reason. I mean, Rashi said that yom tavayach shall karbanis re'iyah v'chagiga shall yom tov. We kind of mentioned this at the time. Like it wasn't. I mean, Tesis really. And I think we might have even mentioned that Tesis has a problem with this, and with this Rashi. Like, why would we say? Well, I mean, Rashi includes both Eilas Re'iyah and Shalmi Chagiga, which Tesis has a problem. Why would we say that Shalmi Chagiga is a problem? Why is it different than Shalmi Simcha? Tesis and other Rishonim have a different pshat. We didn't have a yisha for Rashi as to what the pshat was. But al kabbalim, we said that if Shavuos does fall on a Shabbos, then Beis Hillel agree. Certainly can't shech anything on Shabbos, and there will be a Yom Tavayach on Sunday. Sunday will be the day when you bring your Eilas Re'iyah Shalmi Chagiga. And in that case, where your Yom Tavayach falls on a Sunday, we don't want the Tzvekim and the Bais Susim to get excited, to think that we agree to their Shita, because they say that Usfarzim Lechemi Machas HaShabbos is Dafka, and therefore Shavuos Dafka falls on a Sunday, and Sunday is the day, that's the Yom Tov. So here, we want to downplay this Sunday. And one of the things which we said was, Mutar and the Hespid Ubatinis. You can be Maspid, you can have a Tinis. Shalilikam Divri Haimim Matzeres Hachra Shabbos. That was the final thing we said in the Mishnah, in that case where Shavuos fell on a Shabbos. So, asks the Gemara, four lines in the bottom of Tanya, Maisu Meis Alexa, Balud. There was a Chashav Yid called Alexa, who died in Lod. V'nichnasu kol chachmei, kol Yisrael, l'seifte. And Klal Yisrael came to be maspid, this person. B'lo yinichem Rebbe Tarfon m'mei sheyomtev shalatzeres haya. And Rebbe Tarfon didn't allow a hespid to take place because it was Lashon of the Brayis is, it was the Yom Tov of Shavuos, right? The Gemara, Yom Tov Salkat Aitach, what it was the Yom Tov, it was actually Yom Tov. Yom Tov Salkat Aitach, Ibi Yom Tov Mika also. I mean, would they come? Would you, you definitely can't be maspid. You can't, certainly can't be maspid on Yom Tov. Would people come? Maybe it means Mika also means would they come outside of the Tchum? Because it says Kol Yisrael came. Certainly could not have taken place on Yom Tov itself. Ela Eimam Ibnei Shiyim Tavaya Chaya. Elamai, what must it mean? It must mean it was the day when they brought the Karbonis and Rabbi Tarfon did not allow Aspid. yeah, says Rashi, you must need some Tani Yishimutarin the Aspid. The Gemara gives a simple answer, like Kasha can be Yom Tov Shechali is Achra Shabbos, when the Yom Tovayach is not going to be on a Sunday. Can be Yom Tov Shechali is Shabbos, where the Yom Tovayach will be on a Sunday, and Mepharshim are bothered. What was the Havmin? It seems a fairly straightforward answer. And what the Mepharshim do point out, which is striking, is the Mishnah says that if the Yom Tovayach falls on a Sunday, then we very much downplay that Sunday. And we don't want to get the Tzukim, the Baisusim, excited. But they say Rabbi Tarfon lived after the Churban Abayis. So Al Korachach, we're not discussing a Yom Tovayach as such. Elamai, they bring a Raya. But you see, even Bizman HaZeh, when there is no formal Yom Tovayach as such, still we downplay this Sunday, and that's what comes out from this Gemara. Okay, from now till the end of the Mesechta, we are now starting a big sugya in Seder Tyrus. And, there is a diun, Bichlal, why is this Mesechus Chagiga? And some say, at the end of the Mesechta, we're going to speak about a different halachic state and status which Amei Haaretz have during the Yom Tov. I mean, we're going to see over here various chumras and various milas which they made because of concern of Amaratzis and so on. The Gemara is going to say at the end of the Mesechta that Kol Yisrael are considered to be chaverim bizman haregel. We'll see an interesting machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as to why, but because we're going to make that, we're going to make distinctions between the maimed of even anoshim pshutim during the regal. So we already introduced some of these sugyas earlier, but we're going to be discussing sugyas of Tumah and Taira till the end of the Masechta. To remind ourselves, we know that let's just go over some of the basics. And we know that the most chamor of all tuma is a mace itself. A mace is avi avayis tuma, meaning it's an avi avayis, in that which comes in contact with the mace becomes an av hatuma. So a man who comes in touch in contact with a corpse, he himself is an av hatuma. We also know that a person cannot become tummy. Adam and Kalim can only become tummy from an av hatuma. So there is Avi Avayis HaTuma, then there's an Av HaTuma, there is a Rishon, there is a Sheni, by Truma there's even a Shlishi, by Kodshim there's a Revi, and by Paraduma there's even a concept of a Chamishi, which comes up once in a while. But that's one thing which we'll see many times throughout the Sugya. Another thing which we find, just to get the jargon correct, sometimes we can speak about something becoming Tamei, and we say tummy. Sometimes we can speak about something becoming tummy, and we say posel. And both of them mean a tumah. It's just that tummy has a connotation that it's tummy, and it has the capacity to be tummy viter. The tumah can continue. Whereas posel means that it is tummy, but it's capped. It's capped. So often we find dozens and dozens of places in Shas, poislin is a truma. What is poislin is a truma? It means it's metame truma. But it's metame truma in a way that the truma itself becomes tamei, but it's not able to be metame viter. It doesn't continue further. So that's lashon of poisel as a truma. So there's no concept of a shlishi in the world of chulin. There's no concept of a revi in the world of truma. And you see very clearly that the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible and sensitive it is to types of tumah, just like we know kind of on a hashkafic sense. In a Klal Yisrael, we are much more susceptible to tumah than Nachramar. But anyway, just like that, that's the animals also. I mean, we are much more susceptible to tuma, and where there is more kedusha, there is more tuma. Okay, so that's going to be as far as dinim deraisa. So we also know that Chazal made various gzeiros and milas when it comes to tuma and tahara. Some of them are things which they did to habituate people to remain in a state of tahara. For instance, the reason why we wash our hands every time we have bread is to habituate the Eichli Truma to wash their hands. Because Chazal were goyis on Stam Yadayim that they are shniyos. Meaning, as we mentioned, if it's a sheni, there's no implication in the world of chulin, but in the world of Truma, a sheni passels Truma. It's metame Truma that it's tame, it doesn't go further. So they were goyis on Stam Yadayim that they are shniyos, because Yadayim are skaniyos hein, and who knows where one's hands have been, and therefore they said, we don't want Kahanim to touch Truma. And being that Truma was historically from the five grains, so they said, before you eat bread, you need to wash your hands to remove the Stam Tuma on your Yadayim, even though you're not a Kohen, in order to habituate the Kahanim to ensure they're in a state of Tahara. We're also going to see a discussion in this sugya as to, does a person need to have Kavana when you go to the mikvah? If a person falls off a bridge, a person whose tummy falls off a bridge into an ocean, are they tahar? Is there a concept that you need to have kavana? And we're going to make a distinction maybe between chulin and maaser sheni and truma and kodshim and paraduma and all these other types of things. So some of these things are going to be nekadin, some of these things are going to be milas. Let's see. Zog the Mishnah. Neutlin liyadayim lechulin ulemaiser ulitruma. One is neutl yadayim for chulin, for maiser. We know very often we have the word maiser in Mishnayos that refers to maiser sheni. So one has to wash one's hands when one eats truma. And I say when one eats, but maybe let's keep that open because there's a discussion. Are we discussing eating or touching? So we'll leave that open. Neutlin liyadayim lechulin ulemaiser ulitruma. Ulekodesh matbilin, and when it comes to kodshim, it's insufficient to be noital. One actually needs to be matbil one's hands. Ulechatas, when here we say chatas, it doesn't mean a carbon chatas, but it means mei chatas, as in the mayim which is used for paraduma. Ulechatas im nitzmu yodov nitma gufoy. When it comes to things which have to do with paraduma, we're going to be that much more machmir to say, if even on your hands become tameh, your entire guf becomes tameh. So let's see Rashi and the Mishnah on this first case so far. Your neitzel in a keli, it only has a revius. Revius is really not a lot. According to Reb Chaim Noah, 86 milliliters, very, very small amount of water. And that is sufficient for chulin, my sashadian truma, or lekodesh matbilin. Avalech ol shlamim echadis va'asham lekehanim yesh maila shetzorich lahatbil yodayim ba'arboim sa. Here there's a requirement of being matbil in a body of 40 sa. Avav bishayin en elastam yodayim. And even though it's a shitz Rashi, your hands are not vade tome, they're just stam yodayim. Shlei nagu betuma diraisa hametame eskal aguf. Nevertheless, when it comes to kodesh, there's a requirement of being matbil your yodayim. Olachatez akdashi liga bemechatez mayim amukudashim beifer para lahazis men al tmei mesim. Yishmaili yisera. There is an additional maila. She'im and nitzmu yodov ba'achas min hadvarim hamitaminis yodayim. Here Rashi says, if your hands became tummy, and one of the things which is metami your hands, but it's not metami your guf. So really, it's not metami you. It's only metami your hands, but not your guf. Kogoin vladatuma. Your hands touched a vladatuma. And remember, we said midiraisa, a person becomes tummy only if he touches an av hatuma. Vlad Atuma usually means a Rishon. Sometimes a Vlad can even mean a Sheni. But here you touched avlada tuma, so midiraisa you're not going to become tame. Your hands will become tame. Here there's a milah. If you touch avlada tuma, or you touch a sefer, one of the kisvei hakodesh, and other types of tumas, which is only midrabbanan. So here we say, says Rashi, nitma aguf, meaning if you're dying became tame, then nitma gufay v'chol aguf tzarech tevila. V'chol milus halalu shezeg gavay mizem midivay seifrim v'haydinachet lo hancha gabi hilchas haregel v'yishyesh b'seifon hilchas regel she'amia aretz chashuv and toherim b'regel v'lo v'yishayim eis hashana b'seif chaymer b'kodesh. Says Rashi, the reason why we're saying this already now is because in the end of the next parak we're going to mention certain dinim about amia aretz, which we're going to be more makel on, and the truth is there's another question. Okay, so at least let this be the beginning of the next parak. You know, why is this still part of Ein Dorshin Barayas? And, you know, there are different theories as to why. Some say we didn't want to finish off with the last Mishnah discussing the Tzeichim and the Baisusim and the Apikorisim and so on, and therefore we bring in this Mishnah. But that's another question that we'll probably deal with. Fine. So that is the first bomb of the Mishnah when it comes to Chulin, Maisa Sheni, and Truma. It feels that I am sufficient. When it comes to kodshim, I need to be matzbil my yadayim. When it comes to handling the eifachatas, then we say if a person only became tummy from a tuma de rabbanan, which is only the tuma of the hands, still their entire body needs a tahara. Good. That is the ratio. Next case. Tova l'chulin, huchset l'chulin, or some say v'huchsak l'chulin aser l'maiser. So here the case is a person was taval for the sake of chulin, and they had in mind that they're going to the mikvah for the sake of eating chulin, which a person doesn't necessarily need to do, but a person, let's say, would like to habituate themselves in tahara, and therefore their custom is to eat even chulin in a state of tahara. So they were taval l'chulin, they were machzik themselves as tar for the sake of chulin. The din is asa l'maisa, almost as if to say we cannot trust you if now you say you are tar vis-a-vis something which has more kedusha for maisa sheni. And so too taval l'maisa v'uchzik l'maisa asa l'truma, because truma is more chamer. Taval l'truma v'uchzik l'truma asa l'kodesh, taval l'kodesh v'uchzik l'kodesh asa l'chatas, meaning taval l'chamor. If you are tavol, you sit right. I'm going to be mindful to ensure that I remain at tar, even for the most chomer things. If you're tavol a chomer, you're going to be so careful and so mindful, so mutalakal. So that will work for something beneath it. Finally, tavol v'le hochzuk, if a person was tavol, but they didn't really have in mind at all, they didn't have any kavan at all, ki'ilu le tavol. It's as if you were not tavol. So it seems to be not because mitzvah strichas kavana as such, but it's more because a person needs to be thinking that I'm doing this for the sake of staying tahar, and if that wasn't going to a person's mind, like the Gemara says in a milsa de la rami ale deinshi valava daite, and so let's see a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, Tavol l'chulin huchzik l'chulin v'ayblu maila. This is another maila. Tavol l'chulin huchzik l'chulin kolaymar. Niskavenet v'lishim chulin. I'm doing this, sir. I will make sure I eat my chulin in the state of tahara. Aslam aiser. Huchzik is lashon kavana kolaym niskaven lahamid gufay b'cheskas tahar l'chulin. I would like to make sure that I will be in a state of tahara for chulin, and it doesn't help for my sheni, and so on and so on and so on. Fine. The next bava of the Mishnah says a similar type of concept, and that is the Bigdei Am Ha'aretz Midras Leprushin. So we speak about Ami Ha'aretz, who are not so mindful about Tuma and Tahara, they're not so nizar in it, and their wives are also not so nizar. So we're always concerned that the clothing of an Am Ha'aretz, maybe his wife, who is a Nida, sat on them. And if she sat on them, so then she confers upon the begadim a state of tumas midras, because the nida sat on them. So how do we look, how do we view the begadim of an Am Ha'aretz? It is midras leprushin. If someone who is a parash, someone who is nizhar in tumen tahara, that is the way he will view the begadim of an Amharit. So let's just see the Rashi over here. Rashi, towards the middle of the page, Midrash Avatuma. So Tumas Midrash is an Avatuma in its own right, which means Lotami Adam Mekalim. Kemedris Hazov, Shemetama Adam Mekalim, Kitachsiv Isha Sheyiga Bim Mishkava, Yechabez Begadov. So we are going to treat the clothing of an Amharit in a very strict way. We're going to treat it as if a Nida sat on it, as if it's an Avatuma. And therefore, if a parish, if someone who's an Israel to Matara comes into contact with the begadim of Amharits, it's going to be Matamim. Big the Amharits, Midrash Labrushin. Big the Prushin is a Midrash L'Echli Truma. Big the Echli Truma is Midrash L'Kodesh. Big the Kodesh, Midrash L'Chatas. Same type of concept again and again. And we always go up a notch. And someone who is more discerning, someone who is more susceptible, someone who is more sensitive to Tuma has to be that much more careful. And so on. Says the Gemara, Yosef ben Yoezer, Yosef ben Yoezer, Yechasid Shepakuna, even though he was Yechasid Shepakuna, Vahayse mitpachtei medres lekodesh. But his mitpachas, his turban, his head covering, was considered to be Tumas Medres lekodesh, insofar as being that he didn't have in mind specifically to keep it in a higher state. So someone who is engaging in Achidas Kodshim would view this mitpachas as Tommy and the Mepharshim say, even though he was Yosef ben Yoezer, he was the Gadol Hador and he was the Nasi. Very nice. But when it comes to Tumah Taira, we don't differentiate, we don't say who you are, that's the dip. Yeah. Yochanan ben Gudgudah Hayoichel Al Taris HaKodesh, he treated that was his minute to eat things in a state of Taris HaKodesh. So it was a higher level. Kol Yamav, and nevertheless, Vaisimit Pachtai Medris Lachatas. But when people who are busy involving themselves with Paraduma, they, if they would come into contact with his mitpachas, they would feel and they would be tummy. So the kids are all be a din in this mission. We've said a lot of dinim. We've said number one, there's a din in Tilas Yadayim for Chulin, for Maisa Sheni, for Truma. When it comes to Achilas Kodshim, one needs to be matzbil one's Yadayim in Arbaim Sa. And there's another mila in that for mechatas. If a person's hands became tamei midrabanan because they touched one of the things which is metame one's yodayim, when it comes to mechatas, we require a full body immersion, full tefillah. That was case number one. Then we said this din of huchzuk, that if a person goes in the mikveh and they're having in mind that this is going to keep me in a state of tahara for chulin, because my minig is the chulin al taras hakodesh, it's not going to help you vis-a-vis truma. If you had in mind for the sake of truma, it's not going to help you for kodeshim. If you did it for kodesh, it's not going to help you for paraduma, for mechatas, and so on. And the Mishnah said, tavavali huchza kilele tavav, which this line of the Mishnah seemingly is going to imply, and the Gemara is going to bring this up in the sugya, seemingly implies that you do need to have kavana when you go to the mikvah. If you just fall off a bridge, right, that is a case of tavo v'leihuchzik. And what does the Mishnah say? Tavo v'leihuchzik, ki lo tavo. So that's going to come into that sugya. And then we had another similar related concept, and that is regarding begadim. Begadim of an Amharit is ketami medras for the prushim v'chaytruma for kachim for chates, and so on. Good. Frag the Gemara. Chulin u'maiser, when it comes to chulin u'maiser sheni, mi bo netilas yadayim. Is there bechlal an obligation of netilas yadayim? Very many. We have a Mishnah Bikurim, and the Mishnah says hatruma v'habikurim. And by the way, you find very often Bikurim because the Torah, as Rashi says, because the Torah calls Bikurim truma. Bikurim has dinei truma. So just like lamash legabe truma is midrabanan that you need 100 times the amount to be mevatel truma. The same is true with Bikurim. So Bikurim and Truma have very, very similar dinim. So what does it say? Truma va Bikurim chayavim aleihem misa b'dei shemayim if a zar eats it. Chayavim aleihem misa. V'chaymish. And if it was eaten b'shegeg, one needs to add 20%. V'asir of asurin lezarim. It's asir for zarim to eat. V'heim nechsi koyin. And the Truma which the koyin receives, the Bikurim which the koyin receives, it's mamish his money. He can be mekadesh a woman with it. He can buy a vodim or a behemoth tmeah. It's mamish nechzi koyin. V'oilin de'echad emeo, it becomes bottle 1 in 100. V'te'unin netilas yadayim, and when a person is, again, we'll leave open, are we discussing handling or eating, but if there's a requirement of netilas yadayim, v'harav shemesh, and even after he's been netil yadav, there's a requirement of harav shemesh, that he needs to wait until sundown. Says the Mishnah, Hareelu b'truma, all the aforementioned are b'truma b'ubikur, and mashe engin b'maiser. It doesn't apply to maiser sheni. It doesn't apply to maiser sheni. Kol shekein b'chulin. Certainly does not apply to chulin. So b'kitzer, we're asking from the fact that it says there's a din netilas yadayim by truma, and there's no din netilas yadayim by maiser sheni and chulin. Says the Gemara, kasha maiser maiser. Our Mishnah says there is an obligation to netilas yadayim by maiser sheni. The Mishnah says, there isn't. And Kasha Chulin Achulin. So, Bishleim and Maisra, Maisra Le Kasha, we could, in theory, be Miyasha, the Stira, between Maisra Sheni and Maisra Sheni from our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Bikurim. And we could say, Harabi Meir, the Harabonin, one Mishnah is going to go Meir, one Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. Meaning, we're going to see in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah in Mikvais, I believe, that the Rabbanan are going to be more machmir when it comes to Maaseh Sheni. So we could say that our Mishnah, which requires Netilas Yadayim for Maaseh Sheni, that's going like the Rabbanan. But the Mishnah in Bikurim, which says there's no requirement for Netilas Yadayim for Maaseh Sheni, that's going like Ravi Meir. Let's see, this now. Kol Haton Bias Mayim V'Divrei Seferim. All things which require Netilah mid the Rabbanan. Rashi says about five lines down in the wide lines, end of the line, Kolaton Bias Maimit, if we say it from Kolshu Tar Minatera, the Chachamim Gozro Le Tuma, Pagoin Kolahanech, the Amri, the Mesech Shabbos, the Perikama. We had a long list of things in towards the end of the first Perik, which require Nitzila, the Ogaze Tuma, Midrabanan. So Elu, Paislin Satruma, Ha'ichale Chorishan, Ba'ichale Chosheni, various things which require a Tahara Midrabanan. So again, this man, Kolaton Bias Mayim Midivri Seferim, things which require a Tahara Midrabanan, Mitamis HaKodesh, Upaislin Satruma. So a person who would handle Kodesh, it's going to be Mitamah the Kodesh, to be Mitamah Vaiter, meaning you're going to have a din sheni. Therefore, if you touch the kodesh becomes a shlishi, a pirish, it's metame, the kodesh. Like we said, the word metame means it becomes tame, and the tumah continues. And it's poisel the tumah becomes tame, but it stops there. Umuter lechulin and lemaisa, the Rabbi Meir. But there's no such requirement when it comes to chulin and maisa, says Rabbi Meir. So you see that Rabbi Meir is the makel. Rabbi Meir says that there's no requirement of netila when it comes to Maiser Sheni. The Chachamim Maisrim Maiser. The Chacham says, no, we do require netila when it comes to Maiser Sheni. So says the Gemara, it could be Miyasha that's between Maiser Sheni and say, our Mishnah which requires netila for Maiser Sheni is going like the Chachamim. The Mishnah Mikrum which doesn't require netila for Maiser Sheni is going like Rabbi Meir. I could say that. El Achulin Achulin Kasha. But what am I going to say about chulin? Because ad kan li reinu that the chachamim are machmir is only for ma'aseh sheni, not for chulin. So what am I going to say to miyash v'stira about chulin? Says the Gemara le kasha kan ba'achila kan b'negia. Our Mishnah which requires netila for chulin is when you're coming to eat chulin. Whereas the Mishnah Bikurim, which does not require netila for chulin, is if you merely touch it. So the point we're saying now is the Mishnah Bikurim is speaking about negia, and that's where there's no requirement for netila of when it comes to chulin. But the point is we're saying that whole Mishnah is discussing only negia. Frag the Gemara, that whole Mishnah is discussing only negia. When are the Rabbanan going to be machmer against Rabbi Meir and require netila for Maiser Sheni? Ela b'achila the Maiser. Only if you're actually eating the Maiser Sheni. Avo b'negia the Maiser. And certainly b'achila the Chulin le'pligi. So that's not going to be a good answer. You can't have an answer. Says the Gemara, Ela idi v'idi ba'achila. Really, we'll say both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Bikurim are discussing achila. V'kasha kan ba'achila denama. Our Mishnah, which says there's a requirement of netila, is if you of chulin of even of chulin, is when you are eating bread. Kan ba'achila denama. Kan ba'achila de peiri. Whereas the Mishnah Bikurim, which says there's no requirement, is discussing if you're eating fruit. If you're eating fruit. So in other words, which is how we paskin. If a person is eating bread, then, as we mentioned, that's when they made this milah in order to habituate the kahan and to ensure that the yadayim remain tar when they handle truma. So therefore, even when it comes to achilas chulin, there's a requirement of netilas yadayim. Whereas when it comes to peiros, there's no such requirement. Not only that, damrem nachman kalanekel yadov lepeiros, areizem migaseh haruach. Meaning if a person is washing their hands of fruit, that is considered to be almost a gaiva. Some say it's a gaiva because you're doing above and beyond what Chazal told you to do. That is considered to be gases haruach.
If the fruit is wet,
there's a difference to Einachanami, you're right. If the fruit is wet, there's a dollar shetibula b'mashke, Einachanami. That's a different story.
Yeah, it's a different story.
100%. We're going to see more about that in a minute. Einachanami, we're discussing dry fruit. I mean, if you look at Tezis, it's like different points. Tezis is Hanigli Yadav Leperis, V'chiyam of the Parakeitzim, Mavarchim, Arachim, Shayim, Yisubin, Lishtes, Eitzlam, Alavayis, Nekon, Kalechad, Yadav, Achas. We find other cases where people were washed their hands. It says that's where that was the minute they would wash their hands. So Tezis says, Nein, Asim, Yishim, Bekiyas, Hava. V'chim, Mashma, Lishna, Yadav, Achas, Bektani. So if you wash your hands, you've just been engaging in something which made your hands dirty, and you wash your hands before you have a fruit, no one's going to accuse you of being a gas ruach. But if your hands are clean, the fruit is clean, and you say, I have to wash my hands, that is gas ruach. And in a chanami, you're right, we're not discussing if the fruit is wet. Fruit is wet. I mean, that's what we do with carpus. You know, davish tibula b'mashka. We make it wet, so therefore we have to wash our hands before. Good. Fine. So, al-Kobanim, that is the way we have been miyashiv our Mishnah, which says there is an obligation of Netilas Yadayim v'chulin. We've said it's discussing bread. And as we mentioned, this is the Takana, at least that's the summation we learned. This is the Mishnah which mentions that the halachic obligation to wash your hands for chulin when you eat bread. And as we mentioned, the reason why is ultimately to habituate the Kahanim when it comes to Achilas Truma. Good. Turn our bottom. Hanekel Yadav Niskavein Yadav Tairis. Lo Niskavein Yadav Tameis. So says the Braisa, if when a person washes their hands, if they had Kavana, then their hands are clean, hands became Tahar. If they did not have Kavana, then Yadav Tameis. V'chein Amatpil Yadav Niskavein Yadav Tairis. Lo Niskavein Yadav Tameis. And we have a brace which says that even without kavana, your hands are tar. So here we see another difference between chulin and meiser. When it comes to chulin, there's no requirement for kavana in order for your hands to become tar. Whereas when it comes to meiser sheni, satrashi kan la meiser by kavana, v'kol shekin b'truma. Obviously, anything which is going to be more sensitive, more chomer than Maisa Sheni, Truma, Kachim, Paraduma, of course, there's going to be a requirement of Kavana. Abur al Kalpanim, there's no din Kavana when it comes to Chulin. Says the Gemara, Menat Temer, the Chulin Lebi Kavana. How do I know that there is no requirement of Kavana when it comes to Chulin? This not, because we have a Mishnah in Mikvais. The Mishnah says the following. You've got a gal shenitlash. So you've got an ocean. Or maybe let's just mention a couple of things. We know that there is a fundamental difference between the way you are metahar through a mikvah and the way a stream, a mayon, is metahar. A mayon is metahar bezoichlin. There can be movement. It can be a river with rapids. It is metahar. Mizoichin. A mikvah is mitar ba'ashboirin. The water has to be static. It has to be nach. It has to be in place. That is one difference. Another difference is about the amount of mayim which you need. When it comes to a mikvah which is mitar ba'ashboirin, you need to have arboim stah. When it comes to a stream, you don't necessarily need to have arboim stah to be mitar b'zeichlin and so on. So here we have a case of an ocean. Now an ocean we're treating like a mayon, and therefore the fact that this movement doesn't bother us. So what happens over here? You've got a wave which was nitlash from the ocean, so we're still going to treat it like a mayon insofar as movement doesn't bother us. But because it's been nitlash from its original source, we're not going to treat it mamish like zeichlin to say that there's no minimum shear. And therefore we're going to require the shear of our boyim saw. So it's kind of like a little bit of both. So again, let's see. Galsh and nitlash. So you've got a great big wave which detaches from the ocean. Ubay our boyim saw. And it's got our boyim saw. V'nafal ala adam v'ala kelim. And it fell on a man who was Tomei, and on Kalim, which was Tmeim. The din is Tahirin. The Gemara is Medaik. Ketani Adam do Mizik Kalim. Seemingly, from the fact that we're putting Adam and Kalim in the same phrase, it must be they are similar. Ma Kalim delay Mechavni. Obviously, Kalim didn't have any Das to become Tahar. So Af Adam, even though he is a Baal Das, Pashas, it means delay Mechavni. He does not need to have Das in order to become Tahar. In which case, this is going to be our raya. We have a raya from Perikei of Mikvois that when it comes to chulin, lo yibay kavano. To which the Gemara says, "Imai dilma b'yeshiv u'mitzape." Maybe the case is the fellow is saying, "You know, I'm tamei. When is a great big wave going to come and be mitar me? Or either I'll go into the ocean and become tar, or a wave will come and be mitar me. Maybe he's a yeshiv u'mitzape emes ayitale shagal eskinen. Maybe that's the case." And if so, we'll be medayik the other way. The kelim demid adam, ma adam debar kavana. There's a requirement of kavana. Of kelim demechavanlo. Also, the fellow needs to have kavana for his kelim to become tahar. In which case, you have no raya that you don't need kavana for chulin. Now says the gemara v'chi tema. Some add in the word e the yoyishiv umitzape amayla meimra. So what's the grace of chiddush? What? So you have a fellow. We're discussing becoming tahar for chulin. And he has kavana, he ni muchen muzumin lihitayer al yedei galze. I mean, of course, it's going to work. So, if he's yeshiv mitzap, and my name, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, salgadai dechamina ligza dilma asir lemitbal bechard lishal gishamim. I might think that this case is physically similar to a case of chardalishal gishamim. We'll see Rashi in 2 seconds. Inami nigzar roshin atu kipin tamash mandalei gazrinim. So we're saying over here that even in this case where you've got an ocean and you have a wave which is nitlash and it's able to be mitaher. Why? Because as we said, we're treating the ocean like a river, like a body of water which has movement and it's mitar bezeichlin. And therefore, even though it's nitlash, it's still considered to be a satellite of the ocean. And therefore, it's able to be matar bezeichlin, but because it's detached, we're going to impose the arboim saw din on it, and it's going to work. But you might come to confuse this with a similar type of case, a case of a waterfall. But here, this is a waterfall which it's just accumulated rainwater. Ah, so the rain has hit the top of a cliff, it accumulates, and now it just shoots down the cliff. So this already is. This is Megishamim. This is not a mayon, this is not a stream, this is not an ocean, and therefore here there's going to be a requirement of Ashbarin. It's got to be static, it's got to be Nach, Bim Kaimayu. And therefore, one case is a case where a big wave hits the person, one is a case where another large amount of water hits the person, and if you're going to be Matar the case of the Gal, you might come to be Matar the case of the Chardalis, of this fall which fell on him. And therefore, you might have thought we make a gzeirah, kamash, and we don't make this gzeirah, we'll see Rashi in a second. Or, says Rashi, or says the Gemara, you might have thought that if you allow the case of kippin to be matar the person, where this big wave comes and hits the person head on, so you might allow the person, even if the roish of this gal doesn't hit the person, but rather the arch, he takes the keli and he sticks it in the middle of the arch. And as we're going to see in Rashi, that doesn't work. The Gemara is going to tell us. If it just goes in the arch, that's considered to be like it's in the avir. It's only when the roish comes and like makes contact with the ground, that it's not considered to be that it's in the avir, that it works. Let's take a look at Rashi and hopefully this will become a bit clearer. So we'll read the Gemara one more time. The guy is waiting for the ocean to be matar him and the gal to be nitlash. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, that means the ligzar to amasil emitl bechad lishol gishamim. Sagt Rashi, two lines down. Shishitefes for yuredes mimakim gavaya. So you've got this waterfall. It's coming from a high place. V'yesh ba arboim sa. Okay, that's good. V'atayva ba li also li tefila. It's no good. Mishum demakim katafris. Hu makim zakav yoyser midai. It is phenomenally steep. Umem sa shabai einim b'makim echad. Therefore, it's not considered to be like it's all in one place. It's just kind of, it's just falling down. V'tanan anitzik v'katafras eina chibor. If you've got this fall, it's not considered to be attached. V'af im eina katafras nami ein tevlin boy. Says Rashi, anyway, you can't use this. Why? Because this is not a stream or an ocean which continues to flow. This is rainwater. As you nikvin derech hashbayrin, it needs to be a mikveh. Mikveh means it is set, it is fixed. As you nikvin derech hashbayrin, the tani b'tir is koinim, I ma mayon, b'tar b'zeichlin, if you're going to tell me just like a stream can be matar when it flows, af mikveh matar b'zeichlin, tamad leimer ach, Mayan ubar mikve mayim yitar amayin matar bezeichlin da mikve bash bayrein, and so on. So you might have thought if you're going to allow this big wave which detached from the ocean and hits the person to be matarim, maybe you'll make you will allow the case of the hardless or the hardless according to the gears of Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu High. You might allow that case also. Kamash malan, or we said in the Gemara back in the Gemara. We said, inami nigzar rushin atukip, and we only allow the roish of the gal if it hits you, because it's kind of already made contact with the ground. If you allow that, you might allow the arch also. It says, Rashi rushin echami rushin gal kishu magiel arinz, which that really is good, but the concern is then you might allow to be matar in the kippin, emsisishal gal. Sh'aymed ba'avir, kemin kippa, it's like an arch, im ha'yishit kelim lamala, that biran b'kippa eina tzvila, that's not considered to be good. So, that's the reason why this is a chiddush. I mean, really, I'll tell you, you need to have kavana when it comes to tzvila schulin. Either case is yishu mitzapa. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we don't make a gzeira atu chardless, or don't make a gzeira Russian to keep it. Says the Gemara, how do you know they're not to be table in the arch? Tanya matbilin b'Russian, ve'ein matbilin b'kipin, ve'ein matbilin b'avir. That's considered to be like it's not hasn't rested, hasn't landed. That's a tefila in the avir. In which case, where are we holding now? We don't have a source. We don't have a source. Remember, we said before, Nachman said, "Kan lechulin, you don't need kavana." Kan l'maisa sheni, you do need kavana. We said, what's the source that you don't need kavana for chulin? We wanted to bring a raya from gal shenitlash, because we said the adam in the kelim is tahar, and we assumed adam do me the kelim, a kelim when there's no kavana, adam deliver kavana. We said no, maybe the case is that the guy was yeshiv mitzapa, and the kelim is yeshiv mitzapa. What's the chiddush? I'll tell you a chiddush about kavana. We didn't have a raya. So says the Gemara, Elamiha. I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah in Machshirin. Now let's just remind ourselves briefly about one of the basic halachas of Machshirin. We know if you have fruit, vegetables, wheat, whatever it is, food only becomes susceptible to tumah once it comes in contact with one of the shiva mashkin. It's got to be mukhshar lekabel tuma. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that if you have food which is not yet mukhshar lekabel tuma, it's like an unfinished keli. Certainly, I mean, maybe a mashal. It's not really such a good mashal because it will be difficult to hear this when it comes to other mashkin, but thinking about it when it comes to, let's say, mayim. If you have, let's say, if you've got fruits and vegetables and it's covered in dust and sand and psalis, it's not really considered to be food yet. It's only once I kind of rinse it that it's kind of now considered to be fruit, it's considered to be edible. So you rinse it off with one of the shiva mashkin. You want it to become wet. Now it's considered to be food. And until it's become wet, it's not yet considered to be proper food. It's like an unfinished keli. That's the mashal which the Gemara Chulin compares it to. There is a tnai, as we've seen many times before, and that is, it's only if it became wet and you wanted it to become wet. Whereas if you had your fruit and it happened to fall in the water and you didn't want that, it's not mashal gavul tuma. It says v'chiyuten mayim al zera, and the ksiv is yitena. Yitena implies das, was done for rotsen. Yuten implies even if it was done without your rotsen. And we say that only if it was there and you're happy about it. You're happy about the fact that it became wet. So again, we're going to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Machshirin to what? That there's no requirement for kavana. There's no requirement of kavana when it comes to tahara of chulin. So let's see.
Does the same apply to honey?
Well, we're talking about a liquid honey, regular, it's considered to be a liquid. It's got to be a thin, it's got to be a thin, runny honey in a chanami. So let's see. Elamah does not. Peiris shenav lutzich ames hamayim. So what happened? Your fruit fell into mayim. What happened? Upashet mishi yadu tmeis. Someone whose hands were tmeim. He stuck his hands into the amas hamayim, the natlon, and he grabbed the fruit. The din is yadav tayrois, and this is a raya. His hands are tar. He didn't have kavan at the time. He just wanted to grab his fruit. Nevertheless, yadav tayrois upeirois einan bechiyutan, and the peiros are not considered to be mochshel lekabel tuma because he didn't necessarily want the fruit to become wet. That's he's taking them out immediately. Now, the im bishvil shayudchu, very interesting. But if the guy says, you know what? I'm actually quite happy that the fruit fell into the water. Because this is a nice opportunity for me to be able to be makba mayodayim. So the im bishvil shayudchu, if he sticks his hands in for his hands, he wants his hands to become wet, im bishvil shayudchu, yadov, then we say, yadov tayreis vapeireis harein bechiyutan. If you look at Rashi directly across, the peiros in the first case, the peiros einin chiyutin, the beinin gabi hechshe yutin dumi dechiyitin. The nichla is going to want it. Whereas in bishvil sheyutchu yadav, the scaven little peiros, he wants his hands to become wet. Then, hareyu bechiyutan, the peiros are mokshar, umekabun tuma miachshav. Why? The kaven din is scaven ladiach yadav, because since he wants his hands to become clean, interesting reason. I mean, I actually like to be mitam my hands. Oh, I'm quite happy about the fact that the fruit has fallen in, because now this is a good opportunity for me to be mitam my hands. Oh, so you're happy that the fruit became wet? So then you see that he's happy. What's the raya? The raya is from the very beginning. It says he sticks his hands in just to retrieve his fruit. His hands automatically become tar, even though he had no intention whatsoever. So we have a raya from the Mishnah in Machshirin, but you don't need kavanah. Fragdi gemar isvi ravler nachman hatzeva lechulin. Now we come back to our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? Hatzeva lechulin v'hochzik lechulin. If a person was tevel for the sake of chulin, and they had in mind, I am being mitar myself for the sake of achilas chulin. The din is asa lemaiser. We cannot assume that you will stay in a state of tahara vis-a-vis maiser sheni. But what's the diuk? Hochzik in lehochzik loy. It's only if you had in mind to be mitar yourself for the sake of chulin does it take effect, does it work? Hochzik in lehochzik loy. So you see, not like what you're saying. You see that you need to have kavana even for chulin. Says the Gemara, nein, hachi kamar. Even though he had in mind, I'm doing this to be matar myself for the sake of chulin. Not pshat that you need to. Really, Yitaka don't need to. But even if the fellow was cognizant, I'm going to be matar myself for chulin, still it's going to be also a meiser. So you don't have necessarily a kasha on what we said. Ezvei, again from our Mishnah, what does it say? Tavo v'lei hochzik, kiel le tavo. We pointed this out in the Mishnah. If a person is tavo and they didn't have kavan at the time, it's no good. Kiel le tavo, my love, kiel le tavo klal. And vice versa, you see that you need to have kavan even when it comes to chulin. Like kiel le tavo le meiser. It means that that will not work for meiser sheni. Avo tavo le chulin. But it is considered to be a good tefillah regarding chulin. So who's who to come out? He thought he's just pushing him off with a dichu ba'alma. But nafak duck of Ashkach, he went out looking to see if there's any brisa which supports this, and he found the Tanya tavo v'li hochzuk also the meister umut lechulin. A person was tavo, he didn't have any intention for anything specific. He is also vis-a-vis Maisa Sheni, however he is Mutala Chulin. So you see, if so, a bright which says Mufurish, even though you didn't have any Kavana whatsoever, nevertheless, you are considered to be Tavala Chulin. Good. Amar Rav Elazar, fascinating case. Taval V'Ala. Person went to the mikvah. When he went to the mikvah, he wasn't thinking about anything special at the time. He wasn't thinking that I'm doing this and I'm going to have in mind that I'm going to be matar myself or kachin, tyrus, chulin, nothing. Tavo v'ala, and while he's still wet, he's machzik atzmei l'chol ma'ashir yiritza. He says, you know what? I think I'm going to be in a state of tahara for kachin. I'm going to be very, very nizzer when it comes to kachin. We look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tavo v'yotzo alam in amayim, so he's gone out of the water. Machzik atzmei b'tvila shetavo kvar l'chol ma'ashir yiritza. Even though he's no longer in the mikvah, he can now still decide and be machzik himself for whatever he wants. Pesach says, "Va'idenu lach." Still got to be wet. If he's dried off, then there's no way that'll work. He's still wet. Explains in Itziv in Merei Masada. He says, being that he's still wet, it's considered that he's still kind of asukin ba'yisayinian. He's still kind of involved in yanei tefila. And therefore, he's still able to be machzik himself. He can still say, "Oh, I am going to be nizar from truma, from being matar myself for truma, for kachim, and so." That is Rav Elazar's din. Top of all, machzik atzmei l'chol ma'ashir yirtze meizvei. Frankly, we're akasha ideu raglav achas b'mayim. If a person still has his foot inside the mayim of the mikvah, then we say hochzik l'davakal. Even though he had in mind to be machzik himself, let's say only for ma'aser sheni, machzik atzmei l'chol ma'ashir, he can now choose to be machzik himself for kachim because he's still in the water. But once he's ala, once he's out, even though he's wet, shuvani machzik. Now my lab in a machzik klal, isn't it mashma? He can't be machzik himself for anything. Says the Gemara, lai aydeu, if he's still in the water, ava pisha hochzik, even though he had in mind, let's see, for truma, he can change the hochzik. And he can have in mind now for kodshim, for mechatis. So, oideu, afopi, shochzik, machzik, for whatever else he wants. Allah, if he comes out of the water and he had yet to establish any type of das as to how, what level of tahara he would like to achieve, Allah, im le hochzik, machzik, im hochzik in a machzik. Melina Hanami, an amazing thing. A person went into the mikvah, he wasn't thinking of anything, he comes out of the mikvah. He's not in the mikveh at all. He's still wet. He says, you know what? I think I'm going to be machzik myself for kachim. That he's able to do. Says the Gemara, man Tana, who's the Tana who says, Oideu ragla achas b'mayim? We mentioned before in this previous braisa that there is a day which says, whilst your leg is still in the water, then you're able to do all these types of amazing things. Who is the Tana who says, Oideu ragla achas b'mayim? Amar Rabbi Padas, it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. This non-famous Mishnah, Mikvah Shnim Devin Yesh Be'er Bayim Samachuvanis. You have a mikvah which has exactly 40 saw. Bidyuk. V'yardu Shnayim V'tavlo Zechazem. Reuven goes in, and then Shimon goes in. V'yardu Shnayim V'tavlo Zechazem. Harishon Tar, because he was tabling in Abayim saw. V'asheni Tami, because invariably, Reuven took some of the Mayim out on his body, and that is less than 40 saw. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Neinim Hayu Raglav Shal Rishon Negas B'Mayim. If Reuben's feet were still in the water as he's ascending, Afasheni Tahar. So it must be that Rebbe Yehuda is the Tana of that previous Bat-Brais, which said Eideu Raglachas B'Mayim. It's going like Rebbe Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan is B'Mayles the Rabbanan. When is there a machlekes? Only if we're discussing a situation where the fellow only became tummy in the first place, and it's some type of a chumrah derabbanan. Avo mituma l'tayra, but if it's a real tuma deraisa, divrei akol hasheni tummy, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it doesn't work. Ma'ayinu de Rav Padas. This is like Rav Padas said. Yekad Amri, Am Rav Nachman, Am Rabba Baravua. No, machlekes mituma l'tayra. They're discussing even by a deraisa. According to Yehuda, as long as Reuven's foot is still in the water, it helps even the Gabi real Tumah D'oraisa. Avavamailas D'rabbanan, everyone, D'rakol, Avasheni Tahar. And according to that version, that would be slightly different. Upliga D'Rabbi Padas. Good. Let's just finish with two more minutes. It says it like this. Amr Ula. Fascinating Shaila. Amr Ula. Boy Minei Mirib Yechanan. Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda, who says if your foot is still in the water, it helps for the other fellow. Imagine what happened. Reuven went into the mikvah. He's ascending. Reuven's foot's still in the mikvah. So because he's still in the mikvah, all the mayim is connected. So if so, I'm going to hop around and take a little pin, which is tummy, and stick it in his hair. Good Akas Iskli Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Rabbi Yehuda says that things go down. But good Asik, less slaved, maybe thinking we're not going to say the mind goes up. Aydilma, good Asik, Nami Iskli. Perhaps we'll say that to the extent that it's all connected, it goes both ways, it goes up, it goes down. Amalei, he said, Tanisu, we've got a raya. Shalish, Gemamiyaz, Benacho. Imagine you've got the side of a cliff, let's say. And there's three pits on the side of the mountain. Shalosh Gemamiyas Benacho. Elyena Hatachtena Vemtsayis. Elyena Vatachtena Shal Esrim Saw. The top one and the bottom one only have 20 Saw. Emtsayis Shal Arboim Saw has got 40 Saw. The Chad Lishal Geshamim Meveres Beneim. And you've got a stream which now connects everything together. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir Hayo Aymer Matbil Bel Yena. Rabbi Meir says, you can be matbil even in the top one. So you see, Gudastik, you see that the Mayin goes up. And Rashi says in Amud Beis, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir said this, and he doesn't disagree, vice versa, even Rabbi Yehuda holds it. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say Gudastik Legabi Tvila. Frag the Gemara of Atanya Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Meir Aymer Matbil Bel Yena, Vani Aymer Betachtoina Volei Bel Yena. We have a braisa that says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, that Meir says that, but I disagree. Amarlei, Itanya Tanya. If you have a braisa on record with that Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say Gadasik, then I will have to concede. But, the Gemara is saying that, well, I didn't have a braisa, but if you have such a braisa, Einachanami will say that Rabbi Yehuda only holds of Gadachis in this case, but he would not hold of Gadasik to be Matar, the Machtin and Sinarius.